The topic that I have chosen this morning can be found with most of you. Most of you brought it with you this morning when you came to services. So if someone could pull a piece of money out of their pocket and tell me what my subject's going to be, it's written on every currency in the United States of America. In God we trust. With what is happening in our country, I cannot believe that we're still printing money that still has the encryption, "In God we trust." The men who authored the Constitution must have known that with God, we would be a great nation. And without God, we will have chaos. Total chaos. Trust can be found in the Bible 134 times, 107 in the Old Testament, and 27 times in the New Testament. Most of my verses this morning will come from the Old Testament. So if you think about that, 107 in the Old, 27 in the New. What does trust mean? Trust means reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety of a person or thing. Confidence, confident expectations of something. One of my wife's favorite shows is the TV reality show, Survivors. Every week they have a different contest to see who will win immunity and keep them from getting kicked off the show. The Survivor contestants talk to one another in small groups, trying to gain support from one another. It's a matter of trusting one another, but the truth is no one trusts anyone else. Why? Because the last remaining survivor will win $1 million. And when you're talking about the possibility of winning money, no one trusts anyone. In fact, when it comes to money, most people won't trust anybody at all. If I ask you to loan me $1,000, would you? If I ask you to loan me $100, would you? It's hard to give away money and trust that I will give it back to you. Will I remember? It's hard to give money away because it takes us time to make it. Someone once said, "Trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money, and you may have it taken from you. Trust in your reputation, and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in time or eternity." Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Psalms 118:8 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Psalms 146:3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save." 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless or untrustworthy, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself." Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to the thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commands." 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful." 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Can God be trusted even when we don't understand all his dealings with mankind? He is the Mount Everest of trust. Isaiah 64:6 says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away." 2 Corinthians 5:21, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Christ is our righteousness. We are unrighteous. Without his righteousness, there is no salvation. God helps those who can't help themselves. Psalms 22:8 says, "He trusts in the Lord, let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." From what does the Lord deliver us? From all kinds of evil that can happen in our lives. I think many times we've been spared, protected, and are delivered. And we never knew it. We never think about it. Or perhaps we saw it sometime later after the fact. After the fact, we knew that we'd been protected. I spoke with God every day in Afghanistan, and he looked out for me. And I have story after story to prove it. He would delay me a day with bad weather or delay attacks until after I had left the area. I would just make it to a bunker seconds before mortars would hit the ground. I would arrange different transportation by him giving me trading materials weeks beforehand. Out of the blue, I would get a phone call for the use of a generator. In return, I would get cases of sports drink to trade with helicopter pilots to take me to my locations. I do not worry today about anything in this world and place all my trust in God. If you are in his kingdom, then he will always take care of you. He has a plan for all of us. When I had to retire in 2015 from the military and go out and look for a new job, I always believed that God would help me, and he would help me find the perfect job. And as long as I diligently tried to find that job, he would find it for me. And it's funny, he did. He found me the perfect job, and everything worked out. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Psalms 56:11, "In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Psalms 91:2, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Matthew 6:13, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Someone wrote, and I gave this in an earlier talk, I pulled this out because it went with this talk. "All I ever knew, need to know, I learned from Noah. First thing is, don't miss the boat. Second is, remember that we are all in the same boat. Third, plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Four, stay fit. When you're 600 years old, someone may ask you to do something really big. Number five, don't listen to critics. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. Number six, build your future on high ground. Number seven, speed isn't everything. The snails were on board with the cheetahs. Number eight, when you're stressed, float a while. Number nine, remember the ark was built by amateurs, the Titanic by professionals. Number 10, no matter what the storm, when you are with God, there's always a rainbow waiting at the end. Noah was a man of faith. Noah trusted everything God said. He trusted what God was going to do for him and his family. Obviously, what God said to Noah happened. He saved them. God saved Noah and his family from certain destruction. God has a plan. God can be trusted to do that for us as well. He can deliver us from the certain destruction and all the evil that's around us. If we trust in God and believe in him, he has a plan for us. Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song." My heart leaps for joy. That sounds like a delight for me. Joy makes you feel good. When we learn to trust him fully, he brings joy into our lives and spirit. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Why you can trust God? One of the things we have learned in this experience with COVID-19 is that we have to learn to trust God. There are too many unknowable things about the virus. It leaves so many questions unanswered. Why some get ill, some do not? Why some recover and some do not? How is it transmitted so invisibly? What is the future going to look like as we learn to live with it? Why do doctors and health professionals have vastly different opinions about the virus and how to respond? God has blessed me that I have lost no one to the virus, no family members, no friends, no one from this congregation. Why has he left us alone? I have no fear. I trust God. I have no fear. None. In all things we cannot know, and one thing that brings us hope is God is present. He is holy, he is all-powerful, and he can be trusted. Today I want us to think about why we can trust God. There are many wonderful stories about trusting God, but I want us to focus on our Bible. When you hold your Bible in your hand, you hold the wisdom of God through the ages. You are able to hear a word from him simply by opening its pages and reading. I've had a lot of scriptures in my talk this morning, and I wanted to do that because they're from God. Most of what I'm saying this morning is from God. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Trust is something we decide to do. It is our response to what we know and love about God. It requires our heart. It is out of devotion that we give our lives to him. Scripture promises that if we seek God's will, he will show us a path to take in our lives. Some things we experience may make it difficult to feel trust in God, but notice that this verse does not tell us to feel close to God. In fact, it tells us to look beyond our feelings. Do not depend on your own understanding is what it says. Instead, seek God's input in your life and believe that he has given you in his word. When bad things happen or when we give into temptation or we have tried to do everything right and it still has produced struggles, all of those are times when trusting God seems hard. But the Lord understands these things and he will remain with us while we try and figure that out. Looking through the scriptures, there are several expressions of faith that teach us why we can trust God. We need to trust God because nothing is hard for him. Jeremiah 32, 17, 20, and 26 and 27 says, "O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Then this message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. "I am the Lord, the God of all peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me?" On the internet, I found a list of the works of the Lord, and it's really a short list. I'm thinking there's probably 10 times more than this list I found. So I'm going to read things that no one else can do. He created the universe out of nothing, John 1:1. He turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt, Genesis 19:26. He split the Red Sea, Exodus 14:22. He brought bread from the sky, Exodus 16:15, and water from a rock, Numbers 20:11. He slew 185,000 Assyrian soldiers to save his people, 2 Kings 19:35. He caused ravens to bring his prophets food, 1 Kings 17:6. He made the jar of meal and the cruse of oil keep on giving till the famine was over, 1 Kings 17:16. He shut the lion's mouth to protect Daniel, Daniel 6:22. He caused a virgin to conceive a child, Luke 1:31. He cleansed lepers, Luke 17:14. He healed the lame, Matthew 15:30. He gave sight to the blind, Matthew 9:30. And hearing to the deaf, Mark 7:37. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves and fish, Matthew 14:20. He raised Lazarus from the dead, John 11:43. He caused Peter to find a coin in a fish's mouth, Matthew 17:27. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Bible teaches that we can trust God because nothing is too difficult for him. We need to trust God because he is our shepherd. He is our leader. He is our caretaker. He gives us everything. A shepherd is in charge of the flock. He feeds them, protects them, leads them. God is our shepherd, caring for us, loving us, and leading us. I'd like to read Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, which we could probably recite by heart, but this says exactly what it talks about. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm has brought comfort and strength to untold millions of people over the centuries. It reminds us to put our trust and faith in God, who cares, loves, and leads us through the most difficult days of our lives. As our shepherd, it concerns him when we wander away from the truth, away from his presence. Matthew 9:37 says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. As our shepherd, Jesus will give us his life for our protection. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. And as our shepherd, Jesus knows us. He knows our hurts, our strengths, our weaknesses, and our needs. John 10:14 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. I would not want to go through this pandemic experience with the help of God. I am concerned for those who have not yet given their lives to Christ, how they are coping with all of the stress and anxiety of COVID-19 and the resulting life changes. It is an upheaval of our society, but those who trust in God have a divine helper who will give them strength to overcome and survive and thrive each day. I'd like to read Psalms 121. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protector, protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. I hope these words encourage you because they reflect what God is never off duty. His office is never closed. He never fails to notice what we are going through and how our day is going. We will never know the harm he has kept from us. Even when we experience struggle and difficulty, we can have confidence that he can make it through because of his love and care both now and forever. Another person wrote, faith is a reasoning trust, a trust which reckons thoughtfully and confidently upon the trustworthiness of God. Psalms 147:11 says, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. With that, I'd like to offer the gospel invitation to anyone that has something that they would like to make known to the congregation, or they would want to be part of his kingdom and be baptized into Christ, so that they can have the fearless physical life, knowing that he is with you every minute. Ask you to come forward as we stand and sing.